The NPB completed its spring training games on Sunday, and the regular season gets going on Friday. We have all the major news from each team heading into the season on this edition of the Japan Baseball Report.
You're listening to the Japan Baseball Report, your weekly English language podcast that provides news and notes related to Japanese baseball.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. It is only 4 days and change until the season opener as we record this podcast on the Last Perhaps Baseball channel and YouTube and the NPB Japan Baseball Report on anywhere you get your podcasts. And we're going to kick it off as we'll start talking about the Yomiuri Giants. The Giants delivered a huge blow as Yoshihiro Maru will be out of action for an extended period of time. Some reports have it as a lower body injury with his right leg, and it sounds like it's a hamstring injury that is going to put him out for quite some time. And it's going to be more than just a strain for the 35-year-old, but we'll have to see where that ends up putting him. As explained by manager Shota Abe, it was, since Maru's out for a long time, he assumed that various things, and he asked him to come in today. He had Kaz Okamoto, defend left field for an inning in preparation for the season. And so although it's an unexpected situation, the competition and starting lineup in the outfield is starting to intensify. And so right now it's kind of looking like it's going to be in right field to be Trey Cabbage. They'll move Elier Hernandez into center for now. And then it's going to be a three-horse race in terms of options, depending upon how they're going to line up their infield. And one of the options is going to be former Saitama Cebu Lions outfielder Gakuto Wakabayashi, who was acquired by the Giants in a trade with the Lions last June. And Wakabayashi has made a good impression in the spring this year in limited duty. He was 4-for-10, but only one of those hits were for extra bases. Another option is the 27-year-old Luis Okoye, who hit .375 in the spring. He had no homers and 5 RBIs, but 3 of his 9 hits went for extra bases. Those were all doubles. And then, of course, there's the talk about Kaz Okamoto being used in left field despite his relative inexperience. And that has to do a lot about with if Hayato Sakamoto is in the lineup to play third, and if they move Reto Nakayama over to first base, and that would allow Okamoto to be the best option in the outfield. At least that seems the most logical option. And so that is probably the biggest news with the injury to Maru and how they're going to try to fill that position, and certainly he can go after and get balls in center field. The other big news out of camp is on the pitching side. That's where Kyle Keller, who appeared in 52 games for the Giants last year, will start the season with the second team. It is a demotion for Keller, but in some ways it's a numbers game, and the foreign player quota pushed him out of the squad. I have the fielders Cabbage and Hernandez, and they've got 3 pitchers currently in Foster Griffin, Alberto Baldonado, and Radial Martinez. So that made Keller the odd man out. There's still a few players which they haven't decided upon yet, says the manager Abby. And he plans to finalize the list by the 26th as the deadline for registering the opening day players. And so by all accounts, it wasn't a bad spring for Keller. He pitched out of the bullpen. The righty worked 5 innings and 5 appearances. He struck out 3 and walked 3, allowing 2 runs, which only one of those was earned. So just have to wait and buy his time before being recalled to the big club. Well, that is the news on the Giants. We'll bounce over to the Yokohama DeNA BayStars. And unfortunately for the BayStars, Masashi Kuwahara is going to be out for a while. He was hit on an 0-2 pitch to lead off the game by Lions' Kun Takahashi on Saturday. We were calling that game on our YouTube channel, and what had ended up happening was Takahashi ran a fastball in on the right-handed batting Kuwahara, and it hit the top hand, which is his right hand, and it ended up fracturing his right thumb. The manager, Daisuke Mura, was quoted as saying, quote, "He has a fracture. It's a fracture. We don't know yet when it will be fully healed." He went to the hospital during the game and had an x-ray, and it was diagnosed as a fracture, so he won't be able to play in the opening game. and it is the thumb on his right hand, end quote. Trevor Bauer, on the flip side of the coin, made his final tune-up tosses before the start of the season. He gave up 4 runs for the Bay Stars in 5 innings. He also allowed 9 hits while striking out 5 and walking 1. This is not the sharpest that we've seen Bauer, but some of that could be noted as he was experimenting with a lot of different things on the mound. One item of note was when he was working on his quick pitch, he threw 3 consecutive balls in a row to Leandro Cedeno. And then, of course, in the 2 innings, Bauer, as he was pitching, he threw 29 pitches and 16 were for strikes, which is a 55% strike rate. He did improve his strike rate over the last 3 innings, and he finalized with 96 pitches and 65 for strikes. So after leaving the game, Bauer reflected, and he was quoted as saying, "I think today went well. I was able to do everything I wanted to do." He says his body's in good condition, so he's glad. He's not worried about getting hit at all. It's still an exhibition game, so I'm glad I was able to finish today without getting injured and throw a good number of pitches. Manager Daisuke Mura said of Bauer, quote, "Rather than the results, I think he did a good job preparing for the season. I know there'll be 1 or 2 steps up when the season starts, so he's not particularly worried," end quote. And we watched a little bit of that. As we said, we watched a little bit of that game, and you could see Bauer was working on some different stuff. We saw him throwing his knuckle curve. As we said, he was doing a quick pitch. He says he's going to incorporate into the season this year, as well as some hesitation moves in his delivery, which is taking him some time to practice. But all things that he's picked up as he is showing some savvy on the mound. So good for Trevor Bauer and experimenting on some of that stuff. But when it comes down to it, you know that he's going to be bringing his A game when the season starts. I'm not exactly sure if he's going to get the opener or the second game of the season. All eyes will be on that as we move closer to opening day. That takes us to the Hanshin Tigers. Well, the Hanshin Tigers wrapped up the exhibition season with a 3-5-4 record, and that doesn't include the 2 wins versus the MLB clubs. We're on tour in Japan. And so, like, despite the lackluster domestic record, new manager Koji Fujikawa is optimistic to begin the season as the club has no major injuries entering the 2025 season. Tigers' third-year left-hander Hiroto Monbetsu was outstanding in the exhibition season. In the open games, practice games, and including the games versus the Chicago Cubs, what a total of 23 2/3 innings without allowing an earned run. And Mabetsu is quoted as saying that, quote, "My pitches were high from the start, and I couldn't fix it easily, but I was able to pitch carefully after I let the runners get on base, so I think I was able to hang in there without any major collapses. I still have a lot to prepare for, like bunting, so I'd like to practice hard," unquote. Well, it was interesting when you look at them. Some of the tabloids were referring to Mombetso as Mr. Zero. Of course, those are the exhibition games. And not the real thing, as that does start on Friday. And the real thing is certainly different than the exhibition games. We're halfway through the Central League. We're going to take just a little moment and a time out here. We'll be back in just a couple moments, and we'll finish off with the back end of the Central League when we return. Hang tight, everybody. Appreciate you for jumping in here with us on the Last Wraps Baseball Podcast, the Japan Baseball Report. You are listening to the Japan Baseball Report, brought to you by Last Wraps Baseball. If you are into the NPB, be sure to join us for our listening parties and live English commentary on the Last Wraps Baseball YouTube channel beginning March 28th, 2025. Just here for the podcast, it can be found on YouTube and wherever you download your podcasts. We turn our attention to the Hiroshima Carp. The Carp were 6-10-2 in exhibition play, and there is reason to be concerned as the offense has sputtered in the spring. The Carp were shut out in 5 of those exhibition games and averaged less than 2 runs per game scored over the course of the spring. The team batting average was .218, and despite all of that, doom and gloom, the manager Takahiro Arai emphasized to the fans who packed the stands, quote, "I can't wait for the opening," unquote. While the lineup has been in a slump, he looks forward to it and says the preseason and the season are different things. Evaluated the batting performance of each player. "We've had some injuries from February to today, but I think we've made some good preparations. Like everyone else, I can't wait for the opening next week. The season is long, and I'm sure that there'll be ups and downs, but I'd like to work hard with all the players so that we can reach the top in the end. And however, the manager did not seem to be pessimistic about the results of the exhibition games. He says, quote, "We only scored one run today, but we've had a lot of good hits, and I think the exhibition games and the season are different things." So one of the things that we can point out is that when we watched, we saw the Carp play a couple of times in the exhibition season, and to his point, the starters really only get 5 or 6 innings. It's not like they're playing the whole game, so sometimes you take the starters out, you bring in the bench players, and there is a big drop-off in some capacities. And with that being said, when you have your regulars in the lineup and you run them through the whole course of the game, their chances are their offense is going to pick up a little bit more. But the concern, more importantly, was the finish of last season when the Carp were in August in first place and in a playoff position in the Central League. They won on a swoon through August, and they were terrible in the month of September, as it just basically took them right out of the playoff contention. And so I wonder what the mental capacity will be for the team and if they are a little bit fragile going into the season. We'll have to keep our eyes on the Carp and how they come out of the gates to begin the 2025 campaign. Well, the next up we have is the Yakult Swallows. We talked about in one of our previous podcasts about the concern about pitchers being out. They figured that they would have half of their starting rotation would be out. Well, on top of that, now the offensive side has been bitten by injuries. They had a pretty good spring to the Swallows. They were 8-5-2 and had the third best record in the preseason games, but they're banged up on the offensive side of the ledger. Swallows lineup is a bit blurry for the Friday opener due to a series of injuries to key players. Infielder Tetsuda Yamada suffered a dislocation of on his left hand. I understand it was his middle finger, and so that would be on his glove hand. That was on March the 1st, and he's only returned to action in the second division games a few days ago. Infielder Munetaka Murakami joined the rehab group in the second division on the 15th, as he was dealing with some upper body injuries. And to add salt to an already open wound versus the Fighters this weekend, we saw Yasutaka Shiomi go down. The center fielder was coming in to charge a ball as they were playing in Hokkaido, and it ended up that it looks like he clawed his cleat in the turf and he went down. And he walked off gingerly under his own power. And it's most likely he's not going to be in the lineup for opening day, as well as quite a bit of time beyond that. So take three legitimate bats out of the lineup, and it poses a huge problem for manager Shingo Takatsu. It's not easy to find the optimal solution for the batting order in an emergency situation where Shiomi, Murakami, and Yamada are all absent. And Takatsu said, quote, "It will probably be either Osuna or Santana," unquote, in the four spot. And if we're on average, again, he's quoted again as saying, if we're on average, who will be in the fourth position? He goes, "I want to think about how the connections between the first, second, and third batters are there and the fifth batter before we get it, all that will come into play." So, end quote there. He says the leadoff man, he says with regards to the leadoff man, quote, "It's not a pun. The first batter is usually the best. He's strong, and in the chances when he's connected from the lower ranks, he's very suitable for the first batter because he has the power to hit long balls and the running ability," unquote. And it should be decided that Shiomi would have been that number one. So unfortunately for them, that is where it goes. So in the game against the Fighters on the 23rd, outfielder Haruki Nishikawa was used as the leadoff hitter. And right now the manager Takatsu says it's a bit of a trial and error. There's probably Moji, Iwata, Akabane, and Nagioka who may come into that top spot, unquote. "I want to talk to the batting coach and then decide." So just some further thoughts on that. Infielder Hideki Nagioka, the 23-year-old, he won the title for most hits last season. He recorded 2 hits in the game against the Buffaloes on the 18th. When he was the fifth batter, and in the game against the Fighters on the 23rd, he had a solo homer as the third batter. So although he doesn't really care in the lineup where he's hitting, manager Takatsu said, quote, "I personally don't want him to bat there in the middle of the lineup. I think he has a place where he can hit more freely, so I want him to bat there, unquote. That's because of the team circumstances. But expectations are high for the infielders like Igoro Moji and Yahiro Akabani. Moji, who had came over to the Swallows from the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles, is most likely to be used at third base, where he's familiar with that position, the manager said. He said, quote, I want to put him in that batting order because I want him to play a strategy with him. I want him to play the role of creating and expanding opportunities, unquote. Sometimes in some of the translations, there's meanings that are lost. So when I hear that from the manager, I'm kind of scratching my head. With regards to Akabani, he could play both the infield and the outfield as a candidate for both second base and center field. And then lastly, in the outfield, you've got Taiki Hamada, who is attractive because of his batting, and you have Kazufumi Murayama, who is well known for his defensive and running ability. So they are eyeing that regular position while Shiomi is out of action. Next up is our look at the Chinichi Dragons, as the Dragons finished the open play at 6-8-4. Positive news out of the camp was that Chinichi Dragons outfielder Yuki Okabayashi was named the batting champion of the preseason with a batting average of 364. It's the first time in 22 years since 2003 when Kosuke Fukudome hit 442 and was named the preseason batting champion. Okabayashi had struggled in the first three preseason games with only one hit in his eight at-bats, but he really turned it up a notch. As he had played in 16 games, he had 20 hits in 55 at-bats. No power, no home runs, three RBIs and three stolen bases. He had three games in which he had multi-hit performances. And Okabayashi was quoted as saying, quote, I'm glad I was able to spend the exhibition games without any injuries, unquote. Last season, he was slow to start due to a right shoulder injury, and his batting suffered for it as he hit 256. The manager Inoue said, quote, I think he's doing that because he wants to get off to a good start. He's our hit maker and our chance maker, and so we don't want to intend to take him out unless something extraordinary happens, unquote. So in other news, and unfortunately for the Dragons, a big loss for them in the offseason was Shinsuke Ogasawara leaving the Dragons to sign a two-year deal with the Washington Nationals. Ogasawara was delivered a setback when he was assigned to Rochester AAA. Ogasawara was in a battle for the final spot with Mitchell Parker in the Nationals rotation, but he ended up losing out to Parker. Parker had a pretty good spring. Ogasawara had mixed reviews as his ERA was north of 5, and so he'll get an opportunity to try to sort himself out down at the AAA level. Well, that is our roundup of the Central League. We're going to take a little time out here, and we'll be right back in just a couple moments as we will bring to you all of the information regarding the Pacific League.
Are you into slow motion video of hitting and pitching mechanics? Last Cross Baseball's YouTube channel has been updating our database. During the 2025 season, we'll be uploading more video with our thoughts and analysis. If you're just here for the podcast, you're listening to the Japan Baseball Report, found on the Last Perhaps Baseball YouTube channel, wherever you download your podcasts.
We jump over to the Pacific League, and our first look is going to be of the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Eagles' first draft pick, Rui Maneda, has been confirmed to be in the first team for the opening game. Despite not being in the starting lineup for the final exhibition game against the Chinichi Dragons, he's been with the first team for all the exhibition games since training camp began. Eagles manager Mickey stated, quote, I think the best thing about him is that he was not injured and was able to play without any physical concerns. Mickey went on to say, quote, I feel that he has room to grow. If he keeps going like this, he'll be able to start the season in the first team, end quote. And now that he's in reach of the opening day lineup, which he had set as his goal at the press conference when he joined the Eagles last December, we'll see where Mickey fits in the lineup, if he is going to be bumping Moribayashi or possibly Kobakata out of the middle. We'll have to wait and see how the manager Mickey plans to use him. In other news, import pitcher Spencer Howard was supposed to start the second game of the season versus the Oryx Buffaloes, but Howard said, quote, "I'm not going to rush to start right now, so I think I'll skip one start and pitch once for the farm team before being recalled." It is on the understanding that Howard was scratched in the he's supposed to start against the Dragons on the 22nd, but had to take a step back because of a stiff lower back. So we'll see how he responds there. One of our notes has been over the last couple of seasons is just how the Tohoku Rocket and Golden Eagles just can't seem to hit on the import players. They've had some production. It's been a few years since they've had something that they've been able to get some production from. But certainly Mikhail Franco being back this year again, they were looking for more from him. They've got Howard as well as Miguel Yajiri, who had come over from the Swallows. So we'll see how that all plays out for them this year. Our next up is the Chiba Lotte Marines. The Marines have a new captain, and his name is Yudai Fujioka. Quote, "Everyone is a professional," says Fujioka, "so I don't have to say anything. I'll just lead with my performance." As he's been anointed the captain for this season, intends the team lead with his sort of silent approach, I guess, that is work ethic. One of Fujioka's strengths is his ability to hit according to the situation, such as pulling the ball to the second baseman or first baseman to advance runners, and or at least moving to third in those type of situations. And he says, quote, "I just want to try to respond properly when the team gives me a sign. There are a lot of good players, so I want to be able to play in all the games, and I think I'll do my best without getting injured," unquote. So it represents a changing of the guard for Chiba, as Shogo Nakamura had worn the captaincy for the last number of years. And now they turn over the reins to Fujioka. I think of Nakamura, he's been on a steady decline for the last 3 years. We'd like to think that he's still in his prime, but just the way that his game has fallen off since he has turned 30. Other news out of the camp with Chiba, the first pick of the 2024 draft, Misho Nishikawa, has made the club. Despite being a rookie, he played in 14 games in the exhibition season and recorded a batting average of .410. That was the highest on the team, but didn't have enough at-bats and enough hits to win the batting title, as we mentioned earlier. When asked about what surprised him about playing against professional pitchers in the exhibition games, Nishikawa immediately mentioned the Giants pitcher Taisi. When asked why, he said, quote, "His fastball had a lot of momentum. His forkball was something he'd never seen before. He was really the most amazing pitcher I've ever faced," unquote. Well, we'll see what happens with Chiba, as that will be a shot in the arm for them. They need some domestic help on the offensive side of things, certainly with Gregory Polanco and Neftali Soto in the lineup, the two imports. They'll be leaning on them to help lead the way as well. But they definitely need some production out of their domestic players. We slide over next to the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. The Hawks were 9-6-3 in the exhibition play. One of the concerns out of camp is Ryoya Kurihara is going to be out of action with a knee injury, as the Hawks have turned to Richard Sonagawa, who just goes by Richard. Kurihara had collided with the fence and hurt his right side. He's currently on the rehabilitation group and will not be able to make it in time for the opening game. Manager Hiroki Kukubo had said, quote, "I'm worried about Kurihara, but I think Richard should make a strong appeal in the meantime," unquote. And he appointed Richard as the substitute third baseman. Regarding Richard's condition, he says, quote, "His batting is declining at the moment, but his defense has always been stable. Being able to defend is a big weapon in the first team," as he praised his defensive abilities. Also on the 23rd, the manager, Kukubo, had revealed that the Hawks outfielder Tatsuya Yanagimachi will start the season in the second team. Yanagimachi had played 73 games last year and hit .269 with four homers and 40 RBIs, but his spring play was rather lackluster, as he hit .216 with a slash line of 0-3-0. It was decided that also fielders Minai and Ishizuka, as well as relief pitchers Iwai and Kimura, will be demoted to the second team as well. Next up, it will be the Oryx Buffaloes, but we're going to take one more time out before we talk about the other three teams. So hang on, everybody. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. We appreciate you guys for jumping in with us on the Japan Baseball Report.
You are listening to the Japan Baseball Report, brought to you by Last Raps Baseball. Join our Facebook group called NPB Japan Baseball Report. Connect with other fans of the Japanese game. If you aren't on Facebook, be sure to bookmark our YouTube channel for live events in the 2025 season.
The Oryx Buffaloes won their first game in 8 attempts, but only managed 8 hits and 2 runs on their way to a victory over the crosstown rivals Hanshin Tigers on Sunday. Buffalo's offense was only marginally better than the Hiroshima Carp as they scored 37 runs in 16 games. Manager Kishida was not satisfied with their home win, saying, quote, "We had a lot of issues. Got to get one more hit and how to advance to the next base." And there's some shocking news out of the Buffalo's camp as 3 veteran players have been left off the opening day roster. Ryoya Nishikawa, who batted 051. I had to do a double check on that. 051 in the preseason. He was the biggest acquisition from the Carp 1 year ago as he was signed to a multi-year contract. He's been left off the opening day roster. He's also going to be joined by import Jordan Diaz, who was 1-for-9 in the spring. His only knock came off of Trevor Bauer when the Bay Stars were in Osaka playing the Buffaloes. They will have to get back into shape in the second team and are expected to play in the Western League game against the Hanshin Tigers to try to overcome their slumps. Joining them will also be Yuma Tongu. And Tongu was phenomenal in 2023, and he couldn't repeat it in 2024 and is off to a rough start now in the spring as well. Yuma Tongu, in some ways, in 2023, when the Buffaloes lost Masataki Yoshida to Major League Baseball, Yuma Tongu came in and basically they didn't skip a beat, did the Buffaloes, when he was in the lineup. Gave all the offensive production, it seemed like Yoshida did, but he hasn't been able to live up to that billing in his next couple of years. But the ball club, there have been flickers from Tongu, including him hitting a home run on the 22nd versus the Tigers, but it was too little too late for the Buffaloes catcher turned first baseman to keep a place in the first team. Next up is the Saitama Cebu Lions. Well, the Lions, what does the preseason really mean? Well, for a team like the Lions, something positive to build off of last season. Saitama's chances of winning the league were completely wiped out by August as they sunk to the bottom of the league with 91 losses. And at one point, we're on their way to possibly losing 100 games last year. But they turned it around. They started to play better ball late August and carried it into September, and they've taken it right into the spring of 2025. The offense is ticking a little differently as well, as the Lions hit 269 as a team, which was the second best of the 12 teams in the preseason. Individual accolades. Well, Manaya Nishikawa recorded a batting average of 289. Which tied him for 5th among those who had reached the qualified number of at-bats and hits. And new recruit Tyler Nevin, he had 13 hits, which tied him for 8th place. And he had 9 RBIs, which was the RBI leader of the preseason. These were good results in the exhibition games, despite the absence of Leandro Cedeno and Sosuke Genda, who were out for an extended period of time due to injuries. Now Cedeno had made his return on Saturday and had himself a couple of knocks and an RBI, and he looks like he is ready to go, and that is instant impact for the Lions. Well, we're going to move over to the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters to close out our tour of the Pacific League. The Fighters, for the first time in 15 years, were the top team in the preseason. And this for the first title for manager Tsuyoshi Shinjo. He said, put a stop to that accolade in a big hurry by saying, quote, "That's enough. I'm not interested in that information. I only am thinking about the opening 3-game series against the Saitama Cebu Lions," unquote. But in the end, they ended up with 10 wins, 3 losses, and 3 ties in a 7.69 winning percentage. They closed out the game with a solid win and will be getting used to winning this season in Hokkaido. So if you're a fan of the Fighters, you got to be thinking that they're going to be competing for a championship here in the next year or two. I have to say, their defense has been suspect over the last couple of years. If they can play better defense, Their pitching, they look like they have all the pieces in place. Their offense is ticking pretty good. And I think they're about a year ahead of the curve. I didn't think last year they would make the playoffs. They finished second in the Pacific League, ended up going out to the eventual Pacific League champions and representatives, Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks. I still don't think they're ready to take over the crown yet, although the way they've been playing and the way they've been improving under Shinjo, you have to give him credit as the team, this young team here, is molding itself into a real juggernaut moving forward. And so I think this year they might be able to take that leap, but I still think they're just a slight bit behind the savvy Hawks. We should be able to at least hang on for one more year before we do see the changing of the guard. Well, that's been another one of our Last Wraps Baseball's Japan Baseball Report. We hope you guys can stick around during the week as we'll be coming back to you a couple more times, and join us on our YouTube channel as we will be offering up some wisdom and also some live calls a little later in the week. Our schedule will be up. Hopefully you can join us for those. Thanks again for listening, everybody, and we will catch you again later in the week. We'll see you soon.
You are listening to the Japan Baseball Report, brought to you by Last Wraps Baseball. Join our Facebook group called NPB Japan Baseball Report and connect with other fans of the Japanese game. If you aren't on Facebook, be sure to bookmark our YouTube channel for live events in the 2025 season.